Open discussions will be held in Lenox and North Adams this week for the public to offer ideas and gain more of an understanding of the area's energy goals and where the future of clean energy is headed. That's the goal of a collaborative effort between two organizations, the nonprofit Western Massachusetts-based Center for Ecotechnology and the Berkshire Regional Planning Commission. Amy Casala, a senior planner at the BRPC, said that the meetings will help start conversations among Berkshire residents on how communities will reach statewide energy conservation goals.
The conversation and the forums is really going to be about, you know, do we think we should meet that state goal? And if we do, how do we think we can do it as a region?
The data will help the Berkshire Regional Planning Commission develop a countywide master plan, which has also included forums on historical preservation, economic development, housing and neighborhoods, as well as agriculture. Annie Stiltz of the Center for Ecotechnology says in addition for suggesting and discussing projects on the municipal level, the forums will also help involved residents inform themselves on how they can take action to make their homes more efficient.
If they want to do something and maybe they're unsure about different forms of renewable energy, they can also look at the energy efficiency side of things. So ways that they can, you know, tighten up their home and reduce their use of energy. And that can have a green impact on our region as well.
The Berkshires play a significant role in the clean energy future of the Commonwealth and the vision of Governor Deval Patrick and his administration. However, large-scale clean energy projects, including wind farms and solar arrays, remain controversial among local communities. Amy Casala said that the forums could help local residents become more proactive and less reactive to clean energy projects.
I look at this as our opportunity as a region to step back and proactively and without there being a specific project on the table. You know, we're just talking about what we want to achieve without it being something that you have to think about. You know, it's not personal. Let's think about what we want so that we're not reacting all the time, because I think we've been in a state of reaction for a few years now.
A recent award to municipalities and planning agencies in Western Massachusetts as part of the quasi-public Massachusetts Clean Energy Center and the State Department of Energy Resources Community Energy Strategies Pilot Program will also help the public determine what kind of energy projects are best for their communities. Part of the $500,000 award will head to the Pioneer Valley Planning Commission in the towns of East Longmeadow, East Hampton, Hadley, Holyoke, and Amherst. The Franklin Regional Council of Governments will also participate, along with Greenfield, Shelburne, Montague, and Buckland. Alicia Barton, CEO of the Massachusetts Clean Energy Center, said that the awards will help towns make their own decisions on pursuing clean energy.
All of the decisions will be made at the local level or in consultation with the regional planning entities. This is really an effort by the state to give communities the resources they need to make decisions. It's not for the state to make decisions for communities, but we want them to be well-informed and to understand all the range of opportunities that are available for them.
More information on the initiatives can be found on our website, wamc.org. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.